Great way to start the SEC season for the Tennessee Volunteers. They beat the Mississippi State Bulldogs today here at Thompson Bowling Arena in front of a crowd of almost 18,000. Tennessee wins it 92-84. Welcome to the Bruce Pearl Show. Bob Kessling with Bert Bertelkamp, now joined by the victorious coach of the Volunteers, Bruce Pearl. Coach, this was a good win today for your basketball team.
You better believe it, Bob. Buckle your seatbelts, because this is what it's going to be like for the entire SEC season. Every single SEC win is going to be a great win, because there are so many good teams, you know, out here. That Mississippi State club, they're picked in the middle of the West, you know, with LSU and Alabama and Arkansas supposedly ahead of them. Boy, that's a good basketball team. They're going to beat a lot of folks this season.
They've got a lot of different ways to come at you, don't they? Size and strength, good outside shooting.
Well, you know what? They've actually kind of I like the way they play, because they play a little bit like us in the sense that, you know, but they've got better shooters than they had last year. So they make you kind of stay in those passing lanes on those shooters, and yet they still knock down, you know, 10 threes. And that was, you know, a very, very dangerous part of their offense. But because they got shooters, it's hard to double on Jamont Gordon. Mm-hmm. It's hard to double down on Rhodes, and so he gets a lot of one-on-one on the inside, and, you know, he's 7-for-9 on the inside, and obviously, you know, Gordon is 25 points, 11 rebounds, almost has a triple-double.
Coach, did you feel like, you know, the fact that they do spread out in transition, they were getting a lot of open looks? Was it we weren't getting back quick enough, or was it just a different, or were they doing a good job with their lead pass? Because I thought that hurt us the first half.
Yeah, it did. You know, but with Bradshaw playing point, okay, he gets in there and penetrates sometimes. He's one of our best penetrators. And then when Chris out there trying to go for the inside out sometimes, he's down on the baseline, and we send three of the offensive boards, and there's sometimes runouts are going to be available. The Mississippi State is a very good transition team. I thought our fours and fives, occasionally, you know, when you can't get the offensive rebound, you just got to go back defensively and try to protect the basket, which would enable our guards to leave the paint and get those advanced passes. But because the bigs were stuck down in here trying to rebound, the guards had to protect the rim, and they advanced past the shooters, and they shot it. I mean, it's like us throwing the ball down to Lofton or Juwan Smith.
Yeah.
The same, very similar systems.
Did you think you might see a little bit more zone than you did?
Well, you know, not really, because they're not going to zone. People aren't going to zone us with Chris. I mean, you can't, because we'll find ways to get him a shot. And then when they did go zone, I think they went two or three possessions of zone. We got standing around a little bit, but Dane Bradshaw drove it, got Ryan Childress to dunk. We got an offensive rebound on a Josh Tabb miss. Tabb, I think, drove it one time and got somebody a spoon feed. So a lot of times what people do is against zone, you think about just the perimeter attack instead of driving it in there and taking advantage of the gaps.
Tennessee rallies again for a victory. Tennessee was down by 5, 67-62 in the second half, but Ryan Childress hit a big three. Chris Lofton hit some big free throws, and Duke Cruz got on the boards as Tennessee goes on to win it today, 92-84. Tennessee had four players in double figures, led by Lofton with 21, 18 points for Duke Cruz. Coach, let's talk about Duke Cruz a little bit. Manny was active on the boards today.
Well, the operative word is man. You know, Manny was active. I mean, he played like a boy at times, and he played like a man at times. And, you know, we need him to man up. We need Wayne Chisholm to man up. And, you know, they're going to get this every night, Bob. It's not fair, because they're you know, they're 18 and 19 years old. They're going up against, you know, guys, you know, that are much older. But Duke is capable of stepping up. He has stepped up physically in every single big game that we've needed him to since New York.
You know, and he's 0-for-3 free throws in the first half. He's 6-for-6 the second half. I mean, that tells you the kind of guy that he is. I mean, that's big.
But it really does, doesn't it? I mean, it speaks a lot about what's inside of him.
Yeah.
You know, the intangible stuff. It speaks to the confidence level that he has in himself. And that's one of the things about when you recruit at a high level. And that's one of the things, you know, in giving, you know, giving my assistant coaches some credit. When you recruit guys like Duke Cruz, who, you know, Duke has got confidence in himself, because and he's earned that, because he was the Virginia High School Player of the Year. And he could have gone to a lot of different places. And so, you know, Duke and I expect him to do what he does. Neither one of us get too excited when he does what he does, because he and I both expect him to do it.
And, you know, we've watched Chris Lofton is such a hard worker. And you can see with Duke and with Juwan and with Ramar, all those guys see that This is just my perception. You see that, and it helps everyone get better. I mean, it helps you sell them on getting better and working harder on their games, and it shows out here.
I think it does. You know, our shooting percentages are up, and we're scoring is up. And I think partly because we've been able to go a couple days in practice. We've had several double sessions, and we actually got our gun fixed. We've got a shooting machine that was broke for a little while, and we got it fixed. And, you know, Juwan Smith came to me, and he said, "Coach, I gotta get on the gun." And it helps you elevate your shot and shoot it higher. And Juwan, you know, was 4-for-7 tonight from three and almost knocked that one down the corner to put him away.
Well, the gun is actually, it's a big net that goes around the basket. When you shoot it, they shoot it right back at
right.
you. And Juwan's going to wear it out because he just goes arc to arc all the way around the court
for
an hour.
And you got to shoot over the top of those nets. So it forces you to have a higher arcing shot. In fact, Duke has credited the gun with also helping his free throw stroke because he doesn't shoot free throws on it all the time, but it makes him raise his elbow and shoot it higher, gives him a better ball flight.
So it's not a line drive.
Right.
Tennessee wins it over Mississippi State today, 92-84. We'll continue with Coach Pearl in a moment. This is Tennessee basketball on the Vol Network. Okay, John, thanks a lot. Back here at Thompson Bowling Arena, Tennessee improves to 13-2 on the season with a 92-84 win over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Back with Coach Bruce Pearl. Coach, we have talked about a lot of folks. Ramar Smith, another great line for him. 13 points, 7 assists, just one turnover in 33 minutes.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Ramar's athleticism, you know, gets overlooked. How about that block?
Mm-hmm.
And what that does to a team, you know, to have a guy on the floor like that can do that. Or he's able to climb up there, and he's able to get tough, contested rebounds. He's shooting the ball better, too. He had two really good three balls tonight, and he's going to start to hunt that shot. But I know the thing that Bert likes the most, and that's a game, once again, another game with just one turnover.
Yeah, and, you know, he had two blocks like that. Then he tips one in, you know, at the end of the half.
Yeah.
Then he misses a shot here and strong enough to go back and tip it up. I mean, he just makes plays, you know. And I tell you, at the end, when he was dribbling around, you were out here on the floor. I thought you were going to go out there and grab him.
Well, I just wanted him, and this was funny because early in the season, I was using it strong with the ball, and he just didn't know what I meant by it. And then what I had to do is I had to point out times when the ball was high and away from his body, and he wasn't protecting the ball. In those situations, you got to get it, you got to pivot, and you got to hold, because I mean, all it takes is one little hand getting in there, and the ball gets deflected. And so, you know, that's I about tackled him. Just pick the ball up and pivot and let him foul you.
Hey, Coach, when you have two players like Rhodes and Gordon and they have four fouls, what do you think? I mean, you know, and you're over just saying, you ought to go at him. But what's your thought on that? I mean, you want to get out of how you play to try to get that fifth foul or what?
No, you should have been on the bench with me instead of those assistants I got because they didn't focus on that nearly enough. You know, we should have gone at him a little bit more. But you know what? Offensively, it was coming down to it. I'd rather get the ball in five's hand than get them fouled out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I get a choice, let me get it to Chris and let's take care of that. And then if I have the luxury of a possession where we want to try to go get him in foul trouble, we will.
And I think also you got to look at a weapon that you have. Your free throw shooting is getting a lot better. It was a position, I guess, back in November.
Right.
Maybe it was a concern. Now they're stepping up there with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, and a lot of it is volume. And I, again, give the managers credit. Those guys, those kids are in here all night long with the players, you know, shooting. This is a hardworking team. These guys are definitely, they're earning their scholarship, I'm telling you right now. And my managers and staff, because that's all we could do is give it our very, very best effort. I can accept losses, and we're going to lose games in the SEC because of that. I can accept it as long as this team continues to work hard, play with passion, and give this kind of effort. I can handle it.